This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Jack and Dean. Jack is here. Dean?
Not here.
Not present, but producer Annie is here. Tom, the relation, is here. And we have a special guest.
Special guest, Andrew Good. Welcome to the show. Head programmer, Melbourne International Youth Film Festival, happening from the 31st of May and 1st of June. How are you, Andrew? Thank you so much for coming on in. And it's very exciting because this is the newest film festival around, and it's for young people. It's the first ever year that it's started. And tell us a little bit about how this film festival differs from any other one happening this year.
So this is a youth film festival, and it's the only youth film festival in Melbourne. There's one Adelaide called the Adelaide Youth International Youth Film Festival.
What about anyway?
And so with our film festival, we only screen films made by filmmakers aged from 16 to 25.
Wow.
Because our whole thing is we want to give exposure to young filmmakers on a global scale. And yeah, and sort of just connect with filmmakers from all around the world, because the people running the film festival, because we're all from RMIT, we're also filmmakers. So we want to try and, I guess, I hate that word, but network and, you know, and sort of just, yeah, make some friends along the way.
That's great. Because I studied film at Deakin, thanks very much. When was that? Doesn't matter.
Last century.
It was over 10 years ago. And I find it very funny just to use the term filmmaker for a 16-year-old. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm an influencer. Thank you. But what other mediums? Can you like submit something on your phone? Does it have to be digital? Is anyone using actual film?
Is one that was shot on 16mm.
All right.
Which is really beautiful, which is the reason I chose it. I don't actually know if it's that good, but because it was so nice looking, I was like, all right, we're going to take that one in.
Did you take submissions or did you go out and select stuff?
So we opened up submissions to the entire world. Wow. And we got hundreds upon hundreds of submissions.
That's great. Some first year.
No, it was really exciting. And I don't think any of us actually realised how much of a daunting task it would be to watch like 800 films.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, because you have to watch them all. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want to watch Game of Thrones. That takes too long.
I know.
You've done it all, mate.
And I was watching Game of Thrones, so I had to stop that. And
I had to
watch these, and it got spoiled. But anyway. And
that's a lot of energy drinks.
I know. And there was some... It was like really like an intense experience watching so many, because some were like really just not amazing. You know, that's to be polite.
Like, there are some very confident people out there. Annie and I are both comedians, and there are some very confident people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Look at us. We have a radio show.
We're not the most talent, but bless them.
Oh, bless them. Yeah, and keep on submitting. Keep on making,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, because you learn by doing.
Yeah, so
that's
exactly.
That's your first one.
Absolutely.
Keep going. You'll get better or stay at the same thing and don't know.
Yeah, there was one little funny thing about that, and there was a guy who submitted 40 short films.
Whoa.
And they ranged from like 10 seconds long to like 20 minutes long.
So some of them were like essentially GIFs.
Yeah, like it was.
This is a film.
Sorry.
It's juxtaposed.
One film that was just broken up into a whole bunch of parts. Like, I'll get it. One of these will be good.
My trilogy, whatever's more than three.
It was actually an extended universe, is what he called it. And we had to write 40 rejection letters to him. Which,
that's nice of you to give the time.
Oh, you have to.
For everyone?
It was super demoralising for us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get one through?
No.
I think I dated that guy. Not really, because he's very young. Wouldn't put it past me.
And how many did you end up with in the festival overall?
So 25, because we wanted... Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so I see here 16 countries worldwide, mm-hmm. 17 Australian premieres and 2 world premieres. And I wanted to talk a little bit about one particular film that's in the festival. It's an LGBTI-themed one, and it's from a UK director mm-hmm. named Lewis Norris. It's called Scene... from the men's toilets at Sealy. Is it Kaylee? Oh, Kaylee, sorry. It's Kaylee. Oh, my goodness.
I've written... I actually looked it up as well. I was like, I have no idea.
That's it.
Sexy men in skirts. I love it. Mm.
Yeah, I was really intrigued. It's so a 10-minute long film. I did get the chance to watch it on the way here. And yeah, I really enjoyed the simplicity of it. It really is just one scene in the toilet and a couple is having an argument while all these Scottish men come in and... men, they're like really blokey blokes, like, you know, urinating and washing their hands and, you know.
Men always peeing and always, washing.
Or not washing. A few did not wash, you know. That was...
I've got to take a piss.
Yeah. And they do... It's got everything. In 10 minutes, it's got, you know, the rising tension. It's got a climax and then, you know, they resolve it in the end. So I really found... I couldn't believe it was just 10 minutes long and had all these elements to it that I really enjoyed and the simplicity of it. Yeah, have you... You've That's obviously great. Watched it. How did you come to select that one?
I think someone else actually showed it to me because I think that was, like, the point of watching all these films because that was, like, submitted pretty late where I was, like, demoralised.
Yeah.
And I'd been watching so many. I'm like, is this good? I don't know. And then, like, that one was one of the rare ones that, like, later submitted that I watched all the way to the end and I was like, this is actually really amazing. It's such a beautiful film. It's so simplistic. It has, like, such great... It just touches on such a great... like topic and also like challenges like toxic masculinity and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really beautiful and I really implore if you don't come to the festival to try and find that online because it's like the most beautiful film we're going to show.
Oh, that's lovely.
But what categories do you have, like awards and things? Like what?
So we have an audience award. Mm-hmm. We have best animation because there are heaps of animations.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's like... there were so many animations submitted to us and they're all just like brilliant. It was like, that was actually kind of scary to look at like how good these like 15 year olds are at making these like things.
Although how old are you? Are you allowed to say?
I'm 22, I have no idea how
you're fine.
How to do that. I can't even turn on a computer, honestly. So yeah, we have best animation and then we have best international film and best Australian film.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not on the panel. I would have chosen this film to win, and I hope actually maybe I'm not allowed to say that.
It's fine. Also, were there many female filmmakers submitting? Majority heaps.
It's a really diverse range of filmmakers and like every film, because we didn't really have a specific sort of theme for this one. We just wanted young people to submit their films and just like explore like different ways of storytelling and stuff like that and filmmaking. So we just kind of chose the best and silliest and most outrageous and most like topical we could. But yeah, it's like really diverse and we're really proud of it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Excellent. Tell us, where can we find out more details about Youth Film Festival?
If you can go to our website, which is miyff.com.au. So, and our Facebook is called the Melbourne International Youth Film Festival. And you can buy tickets there and check out the program and... yeah.
And that's the 31st and the 1st of this coming week. So that's Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, it's weekend.
It is. So
really
we're going to do on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.